Hallelujah. Your sister is full right now. Your sister is on fire for the Most High right now. Hallelujah. Whoo, thank you guys so much for tuning in to another segment of Malaka Adaya to the Remnant. Y'all, I need y'all to listen to me, and I need y'all to listen to me good. Hold on. Hallelujah. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to the word of Yahuwah. For your current situation, your current suffering is pale in comparison to what Yahuwah has planned for you. For the descendants of the slave. For those of us that are truly Yasharah. For those of us that are truly the seed of Abraham. For those of us that are truly the ones that were scattered to the four corners of the earth. Our petitions have gone up to the Most High Yahuwah. He has heard our cry. The evidence of our captivities are us still in the lands. While our sons are being shut down in the street, wrongfully imprisoned and forced into modern day slavery, our Redeemer lives, y'all. Oh, he lives and he reigns mighty. And he is coming to thresh. He is coming to stomp. He is coming. He is coming to pay back those that caused us to suffer. He said, before a little while, I was mad at my children, but y'all went too far. Hallelujah. All right, y'all. Let me pull it together. Hallelujah. All right, family. Today we are in Jeremiah chapter 50. Let him that have ear to hear, hear. Today we are going to also be in the book of Obadiah. Let him that have ear to hear, hear. And today we will also be in the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2. Let him, let her with ear to hear, hear. Hallelujah. But before we get into our reading, Jeremiah and Habakkuk and Obadiah, family, I want to remind you of something, and it comes from the book of Romans, chapter 8, starting in verse 16. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of Yahuwah Elohim, that we are children of what they say, Elohim. Hallelujah. The Spirit himself, what spirit? The Ruach HaKodesh. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit, with our inner man, that we are the children of Yah. Us, brown, tan, yellowish, blue, black, us, melanated children of the Most High, are just that, the children of the Most High. Verse 17, and if children, also heirs, truly heirs of Elohim and co-heirs with Messiah. The homeless brothers and sisters sleeping on the street, no shoes on their feet, with not enough to eat. Those are Yahuwah's children, and they will be vindicated. They will be cleaned up, washed up, forgiven and made whole. Hallelujah. And if children, also heirs, truly heirs of Elohim and co-heirs with Messiah, if indeed we suffer with him, we are suffering. We are hard pressed on every side. We are crushed, but not destroyed. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Hallelujah. And if children, also heirs, truly heirs of Elohim and co-heirs with Messiah,
if indeed we suffer with him, in order that we also be exalted together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the esteem that is to be revealed in us. In us, Yasharal. Hallelujah. For the intense longing of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of Elohim. Do you know why creation waits with longing and groaning? Because creation is waiting for the day when the lions can lay with the lambs. Waiting for the day when a toddler can play by the hole of a snake and not be hurt. The whole earth is groaning because until the sons of Yahuwah is revealed and glorified and esteemed with Yahusha, this earth will not see peace. They're crying for peace, peace, peace over here, peace, peace, peace over there. How can there be peace in the earth when the children of the Most High are still displaced, are still at the bottom of everything, are still persecuted without cause? How many of us are in prison, forced into modern day slavery, and we are innocent? They throw the book at us. But how many of them are exonerated and get off scot-free for doing what they do to us? For this reason, the entire creation groans and eagerly waits. It groans in expectation for the sons of Yahuwah Elohim to be revealed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, family. That was Romans chapter 8, verses 16 through 19. Hallelujah. All right, y'all. Let's go where I wanted to go for the night. And for those of you that have not yet heard the segment that I did Habakkuk, all three chapters, just last night, and it is available on YouTube and also here on the podcast. And I'll be making this podcast segment also available on YouTube. So let's go on over now and get to Yirmiyahu chapter 50. Hallelujah. And as I like to give credit where credit is due, after watching The Gates of Holda tonight, family, if you are not familiar with The Gates of Holda, type that up in your search on YouTube and check out the sis. But after watching her tonight, I was just so full. And we were all full. We were all turned up. I'm telling y'all, because, you know, sometimes we get weary. Sometimes we just like, when is our time coming? When are we going to leave this place? You know what I mean? And then the Father will fill one of his servants with a message like the message that the Gates of Holda had tonight. And then so my sister, after the live, my sister hit me with Yirmiyahu chapter 50. And I told my sis, I said, yo, sissy, I'm sharing that on the podcast tonight. So here we go. Yirmiyahu, or Jeremiah, chapter 50. Hallelujah. And I need to say something before I get into the reading. So, as I was turning on my YouTube for a song, just for some background ambiance, there was a commercial. And it was a commercial of, the commercial started out by saying, mother, in every language. And then it showed a baby wrapped in a blanket in a cave, crying. Now, I want to say this now. You guys have heard, and we all say it, that what's happening right now with those Israeli people and the Palestinian people, that is not Yehuda's war. That is not Yasharal's issue. Family, I am so grieved. I am so grieved that any of this has to take place. But it has to take place. Our babies were alligator bait. Our babies were raped. Our babies were brutally murdered, forced into slavery, starved, whooped, indoctrinated to believe a lie. There will be no peace in the earth until order is restored. With that being said, welcome to the reading of Yeremiah chapter 50. The word that Yahuwah spoke concerning Babel, concerning the land of the Chasdim, by Yeremiah the prophet. Declare among the nations, and it shall be heard, and lift up a banner, let it be heard, and do not conceal it. Say, Babel shall be taken. Bel shall be put to shame. Marduk or Marduk shall be broken. Her images shall be put to shame. Her idols shall be broken. For a nation shall come against her from the north, which shall make her land waste, and none shall dwell in it. They shall flee, they shall go, both man and beast. In those days and at that time, declares Yahuwah, the children of Yasharal shall come, they and the children of Yehuda together, weeping as they come and seek Yahuwah their Elohim. They will ask the way to Zion, their faces toward it. Come and let us join ourselves to Yahuwah in an everlasting covenant, never to be forgotten. My people have been wandering sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray, turning them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. All who found them have devoured them. And their adversaries have said, we are not guilty. But they have sinned against Yahuwah, the home of righteousness and the expectation of their fathers, Yahuwah. Flee from the midst of Babel. Come out of the land of the Chasdim and be as rams before a flock. For look, I am stirring up and bringing up against Babel an assembly of great nations from a land of the north, and they shall array themselves against her. For there she shall be captured. Their arrows are like those of a mighty skilled man, not returning empty-handed. And Chaldea shall become plundered. All who plundered her shall satisfy themselves, declares Yahuwah. Because you were glad, because you rejoiced, you who plundered my inheritance. Because you have grown fat like a heifer threshing grain, and you neigh like the stallions, your mother shall be greatly ashamed. She who bore you shall be humiliated. Look, the last of the nations, a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert. Because of the wrath of Yahuwah, she shall not be inhabited, but she shall be deserted, all of it. Everyone passing by Babel shall be astonished and whistle at all her plagues. Set yourselves in array against Babel, all around, all you who bend the bow. Shoot at her. Spare no arrows, for she has sinned against Yahuwah. Shout against her all around. She has given her hand. Her foundations have fallen. Her walls are thrown down. For it is the vengeance of Yahuwah. Take vengeance on her. As she has done, so do to her. See, this is why they want to keep us here. Because they know the verse that says, do not harm the earth until my elect are sealed. This is why they want to keep us here blinded. Blinded from the fact that we are the chosen ones. To be elected means to be chosen. We are the chosen ones of the Most High Yahuwah. We are the ones that the earth is waiting for to be revealed. And so as long as they could keep us trapping and rapping and tweaking and twerking, you see, we won't cry aloud. But guess what? We're crying aloud. We're turning our backs on the things of Babel and going back to the ancient ways of the Most High Yah. Woo! Hallelujah. Verse 16. Cut off the sower from Babel and him who handles the sickle at harvest time. From before the sword of the oppressor, each one turns to his own people. Reading that again, verse 16. Cut off the sower from Babel and him who handles the sickle at harvest time. From before the sword of the oppressor, each one turns to his own people and each one flees to his own land. Yasharah is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First, the sovereign of Asher devoured him. And now at last, this Nebuchadnezzar, sovereign of Babel, has broken his bones. Now, before you guys go and say, well, that has happened. How does that apply to now? Gates of Holda pulled out something that Dawid stated in one of the Psalms where he said, Yahuwah said it once, but I heard it twice, which means it was a reoccurring word, Yada Yahuwah. So as Yahuwah dealt with the Babel of old, he is dealing with the daughters of Babel. Therefore, thus said Yahuwah of hosts, the Elohim of Yasharah, see, I am punishing the sovereign of Babel and his land, as I have punished the sovereign of Asher. And I shall bring back Yasharah to his pasture, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his being shall be satisfied on Mount Ephraim and Gilead. In those days and at that time, declares Yahuwah. The crookedness of Yasharal shall be searched for, but there shall be none. Do y'all know what that means? Rahimanum off the block is going to be forgiven. Shabukate wrapped around the pole shall be forgiven. Hallelujah. We sinned against the Most High. We didn't keep his laws, his statutes, and his commandments. But what does it say? The crookedness of Yasharal shall be searched for, but there shall be none. And the sin of Yehudah, but none shall be found. Yahuwah will declare us blameless, y'all. He understands our oppression that led us to the paths that we were led to. For those that felt that there was no way out, selling drugs in their own neighborhoods, selling their bodies to feed their children. Yes, these things are sin. Yes, these things are terrible. But for those that felt like they had no choice, they will be vindicated. They will be forgiven. Hallelujah. 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 Yahuwah says, for I shall pardon those whom I leave as a remnant. Go up against the land. Go up against the land of Merithaim. Against it and against the inhabitants of the people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. It says against the inhabitants of Pekod. Y'all, I got tears in my eyes. I'm seeing blurry. Come on now. Follow with your sister. We're in Yeremiyahu chapter 50, verse 21. Slay and put them under the ban, declares Yahuwah. And do according to all that I have commanded you. You see, for those that stomp on us now and laugh at us now and mock us now, we will put them under the ban. Y'all, it's going to be on and popping. I'm telling you, verse 22. There is a sound of battle in the land and of great destruction. How the hammer of all the earth has been cut off and broken. How Babel has become a ruin among the nations. I have laid a snare for you, and you were captured, O Babel, and you yourself did not know. You have been found and also caught because you strove against Yahuwah. Yahuwah has opened his armory and has brought out the weapons of his displeasure. For the master Elohim of hosts has a work to do in the land of the Chasdim. Come against her from every quarter. Open her storehouses. Pile her up as heaps of ruins and put her under the ban. Let her have no remnant. You see, the difference between us and them, we are a remnant of the seed of Abraham. But we are not just a mere flimsy remnant. We are the apple of the eye of Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So therefore, we will put them under the ban. All of those that say they are us and we are not, will be put under the ban. Slay all her bulls. Let them go down to the slaughter. Woe to them, for their day has come, the time of their punishment. Listen. They flee and escape from the land of Babel to declare in Zion the vengeance of Yahuwah, our Elohim, the vengeance of his heckle. Summon archers against Babel, all you who bend the bow, and camp against it all around. Let no one escape. Repay her according to her work. Do to her according to all she has done. For she has been proud against Yahuwah, against the set apart one of Yasharal. Therefore, her young men shall fall in the streets, and all her men of battle shall perish in the day, in that day, declares Yahuwah. See, I am against you, O proud one. I am against you, O proud one. See, I am against you, O proud one, declares the Master Yahuwah Sebaoth. Declares Master Yahuwah of hosts. For your day has come, the time for your punishment. And the proud one shall stumble and he shall fall with no one to raise him up. And I shall kindle a fire in his cities and it shall devour all around him. Thus said Yahuwah of hosts. The children of Yasharal were oppressed, along with the children of Yehuda, and all who took them captive have held them fast. They refused to let them go. Are they letting us go? Are they removing their knee off our necks? Are they opening the doors of the prison to let go those who committed no crime? Or are they making it impossible for us as we slave away in their industries, in their factories, in their warehouses, as we slave away building their empires only to live in apartment buildings where we have to pay them rent? They refuse to let us go. Verse 34, their Redeemer is strong. Yahuwah of hosts is his name. We are the them that they are talking about. When it says their Redeemer is strong, let us all say, Yasharal, you listening to this segment right now, say it. Say, my Redeemer is strong. Yahuwah of hosts is his name. He shall strongly plead their case, so as to give rest to the land, but unrest to the inhabitants of Babel. A sword is upon Kazdim, declares Yahuwah, and it is upon the inhabitants of Babel, and upon her heads, and upon her wise men. A sword is upon the liars, and they shall be fools. A sword is upon their mighty men, and they shall be broken down. A sword is upon the liars, the ones that go off and make our people apologize for speaking the truth so that their lies can go forward. The sword shall be upon them. The sword is already at their door. So mind y'all business, because this is not y'all war. This is the war being fought on your behalf. Yahuwah is turning our enemies on each other. Y'all better back up and just take a minute to pay attention and see what's happening. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 36 says, a sword is upon the liars. They shall be fools. A sword is upon her mighty men. They shall be broken down. A sword is upon their horses and upon their chariots, and upon all the mixed peoples who are in her midst, and they shall become like women. A sword is upon her treasures. They shall be plundered. And when it says they shall become like women, because women are right, they're looked at as meek and defenseless, right? Those that need to be protected. So they said they will become like women and there will be none to protect them. A sword is upon her waters, and they shall be dried up. For it is a land of carved images, and they boast about their idols. Therefore, the wild desert beasts shall dwell with the jackals, and the ostriches dwell in it, and it shall never again be inhabited, nor dwelt in, unto all generations. As Elohim overthrew Sodom and Amorah and their neighboring cities, declares Yahuwah, so no one would dwell there, nor would son of man sojourn in it. See, a people shall come from the north, and a great nation, and with many sovereigns. Read that again. Verse 41. See, a people shall come from the north, and a great nation, and many sovereigns stirred up from the ends of the earth. They strengthen their bow and spear. They are cruel, and they show no compassion. They sound like the roaring sea, and ride on horses, set in array like a man for battle against you, O daughter of Babel. The sovereign of Babel has heard the report about them, and his hands become weak. Distress has taken hold of him, pain like that of a woman in labor. See, he comes up like a lion from the Yarden jungle against the enduring pasture. But in an instant, I shall make them run away from her. And who is the chosen one whom I appoint against her? For who is like me? Who summons me? And who is that shepherd who stands before me? Therefore, hear the counsel of Yahuwah, which he has counseled concerning Babel, and his purposes he has purposed concerning the land of the Chasdim. The least of the flock shall drag them away. He shall make their pasture a waste before them. At the sound of Babel's capture, the earth shall be shaken, and the outcry shall be heard among the nations. This is what our oppressors have to look forward to. This is how we shall be vindicated. He's gonna fight for us. He's gonna fight for us. Normally, I would say hold your peace, but it is not time to hold your peace. It is time to speak a thing that it may be established. It is time to send up a war cry into the Shamayim through prayer and fasting. It is time to decree and declare what says Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's go, family, to the book of Obadiah. Hallelujah. So the former translation was TS 2009. Now I'm reading Obadiah in the easy read version. I need y'all to get this, and I need to be able to make it plain. This is the vision of Obadiah. This is the vision of Obadiah. This is what Yahuwah Elohim says about Edom. We heard a report from the master. A messenger was sent to the nations. He said, let's go fight against Edom. Edom, I will make you the smallest nation. Everyone will hate you very much. Your pride has fooled you. You live in those caves high on the cliff. Your home is high in the hills. So you say to yourself, no one can bring me to the ground. This is what Yahuwah Sabaoth says. Even though you fly high like the eagle and put your nest among the stars, I will bring you down from there. You really will be ruined. Thieves will come to you. Robbers will come in the night, and they will take all they want. When workers gather grapes in your vineyards, they will leave a few grapes behind, but the enemy will search hard for Esau's hidden treasures, and they will find them all. Verse 7. All those who are your friends will force you out of the land. Those who were at peace with you will trick you, and they will defeat you. The soldiers who fought by your side are planning a trap for you. They say, he doesn't expect a thing. Yahuwah says, on that day, I will destroy the wise people from Edom. I will destroy the intelligent people from the mountain of Esau. Timon, your brave soldiers will be afraid. Everyone will be destroyed from the mountain of Esau. Many people will be killed. You will be covered in shame because you were cruel to your brother Jacob. Again, I say, you will be brought to shame because you were cruel to your brother Yasharal. So you will be destroyed completely. You joined the enemies of Yasharal. You joined the enemies of your brother. Strangers carried Yasharal's treasures away. Foreigners entered Yasharal's city gate. They threw lots to deceive. No, I'm sorry. They threw lots to decide what part of Yerushalayim they would get. And you were right there with them, waiting to get your share. You should not have laughed at your brother's trouble. You should not have been happy when they destroyed Yehuda. You should not have bragged at the time of their trouble. You should not have entered the city gate of my people and laughed at their problems. You should not have taken their treasures in the time of their trouble. You should not have stood where the roads cross and destroyed those who were trying to escape. You should not have captured those who escaped alive. The day of the Master is coming. The day of the Master is coming to all nations. The day of Yahusha, the day that he comes back with the fullness of the glory of the Most High upon him. That day is coming soon to all the nations. And the evil you did to others will happen to you. The same bad things will fall down on your own head. You spilled blood on my holy mountain, so other nations will spill your blood. You will be finished. It will be as if you never existed. But there will be survivors on Mount Zion. They will be my special people. The nation of Jacob will take back what belongs to it. The family of Jacob will be like a fire. The nation of Yosef will be like a flame, but the nation of Esau will be like ashes. The people of Yehuda will burn Edom, and they will destroy it. Then there will be no survivors in the nation of Esau. This will happen because Yahuwah said it would. This will happen because the Master said it would. This will happen because Yahusha, when he was here, he said it would. Then people from the Negev will live on the mountain of Esau, and people from the foothills will take the Philistine lands. They will live in the land of Ephraim and Samaria. Gilead will belong to Benjamin. People from Yasharah were forced to leave their homes, but they will take back the land of Canaan. I said they will take back the land of Canaan. Family, we will take back the land of Canaan. That was the land that was promised to our forefather Abraham. That was a covenantal agreement between him and the Most High Yahuwah. And we know that our Elohim is a covenant-keeping Elohim. So it still stands that that land of Canaan that was promised to us shall be ours. Hallelujah. All the way to Zarephath. People from Yehuda were forced to leave Yerushalayim and live in Shephrata, but they will take back the cities of the Negev. So for those of us that are Yehuda, here's the place that we will take. The Negev will be ours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The two sticks will be rejoined, family. Yasharah and Yehuda. I need y'all to know this. Hallelujah. We have something to expect, y'all. Great expectation is ours. Listen. What did he say? Let's go back. Verse 20. People from Yasharah were forced to leave their homes, but they will take back the land of Canaan all the way to Zarephath. People from Yehuda were forced to leave Yerushalayim and live in Shephrata, but they will take back the cities of the Negev. The winners will go up to Mount Zion to rule the people who live on Esau's mountain. To what? To rule over the people who live on Esau's mountain. And the kingdom will belong to Yahusha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For no one knows the plans that Yahuwah has for his children. But he's making those things known right now. He's making those things known right now, what he has planned for us, to give us hope and a future. How many of us woke up on some days feeling hopeless, lost, stressed out, can't make ends meet? What did the Father say? Let's read it. Let's go to it. Jeremiah 29. Y'all come with me over there real quick. And it reads as follows. I say this because I know the plans I have for you. This message is from the Most High. I have good plans for you. I do not plan to hurt you. I plan to give you hope and a good future. Verse 12, then you shall call my name. You will come to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Verse 13, you will search for me. And when you search for me with all your heart, you will find me. I'm going to tell you something. I know that there has been some times when those of us, the ancestors, Well, the descendants of the slaves. There were times when we felt like fatherless children. Y'all remember the song?
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
We felt like we had no father. So I sing that again.
Sometimes I feel like a fatherless child.
But we have a father. Yahuwah Elohim, Yahuwah Sabaoth is our father. We will be vindicated. We will be delivered. We will receive joy and beauty for our heaviness and our ashes. Just hold on. You see, it's like at that last stretch, you start to get cramps in your legs. Imagine running a long race and you've been running and running and running like Forrest Gump, right? Run, Forrest. No, but you've been running and running and running and your legs start getting a cramp like the finish line. You can see the finish line. Work them cramps out of your legs. Stand tall. Don't you go back to your old ways. Don't you walk away. Don't you walk away. Don't you go back. Some of us are falling away, either going back to the church, to go back into paganism, into the Babylonian customs. Some of us are falling away into Egyptology. Now we wanna worship like the pharaohs and them did. Some of us are falling away all the way together, out back into the streets, back into the world. Please, hold on. I know sometimes people like, there can't be no God. Why is this happening? Why is that happening? Y'all got to understand, we have a very formidable foe. And his job has been to shake you and to break you and to make you not believe and to make you give up on faith and to make you say, yeah, you know what? We still suffering. It must not be no God. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Your Redeemer lives. We have a master who sits high and looks low. He knows your pain. He knows your suffering. He wants your heart. He wants your faith. Be strong and courageous, Yasharah. Be strong and courageous, you little boy that was told you were black. You little girl who told you were black, tar is black. You are a beautiful shade of brown. You are beautiful like your father. You were created in the image and in the likeness of the Creator. From the earth you were formed. That's why you're brown. So for those of us that are brown, dark brown, light brown, extra crispy brown, hold on. You light-skinned folks in there too. Y'all know we come in all shades, baby. We come in all flavors, baby. Are we not the most talented? Are we not the most equipped in every arena we get in? But don't be proud. If you boast in anything at all, boast in the Father. Boast in the fact that he is good and his mercy endures forever. Boast in the fact that he could have utterly destroyed us completely, but he didn't. Because we are part of the covenant. That's why we're still here. That's why I'm like, yo, we be like baby kids. Like we don't die, we multiply. Even for those that fell for the lie and didn't know no better and got jabbed. Don't you know that he can detox your system and forgive you and clean you up?
No weapon formed against us will prosper. The only ones who can count us out is us ourselves. By giving up, turning away, and drawing back, going back into idolatry, going back into promiscuity, going back into false fake religions. Don't count yourself out by giving up. Hold on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, family, we almost finished. Let's jump over here now. I want to go to Habakkuk chapter 2. Hallelujah. And this is for those that missed the segment that I did. I read all three chapters. It's available, like I said, on Malacca Adayah to the Remnant on YouTube. And it's also here on the podcast. So let me just say, I want to thank you. If you're listening on Amazon Music, if you're listening on Apple Music, Spotify, whatever platform you are listening to me on, I thank you. I pray that this message is resonating with you and is strengthening you and it's making you more courageous and it's giving you the patience and the endurance that you need to hold on. Hallelujah. All right, here we go. And I'm still in the easy read version, family. As a matter of fact, you know what? Let's go. I'm changing my translation right now. Hallelujah. Yada Yahuwah. Yada Yahuwah. I'm going to jump up in the KJV for you King James Version readers, okay? All right, here we go. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me. And I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Most High answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run with it. I'm sorry, that he may run that readeth it. Y'all know I'm out of practice reading this KJV, right? All right. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Yea, also, because he transgresseth. Ooh, y'all. Oh, my goodness. Yea, also, because he transgresseth by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlargeth his desire as hell and is as death and cannot be satisfied, but gathered unto him all nations and heapeth unto him all people. Shall not all these take up a parable against him and a taunting proverb against him and say, woe to him that increaseth that which is not his. How long? And to him that ladeth himself but thick clay. So those are what the makers of idols, right? Y'all, I feel like I'm reading a whole nother language up in this King James Bible. Woo, verse 7. Shall they not rise up suddenly that shall bite thee, and awake that shall vex thee, and thou shalt be for booties unto them, because thou hast spoiled many nations. All the remnant of the people shall spoil thee. Because thou hast spoiled many nations, the remnant of the people shall spoil thee. What my Ark Hezekiah said, only a remnant,
Only a remnant. Only a remnant. I'm going to play that. I'm going to play that. I'm going to play that after this, y'all. And then I'm going to let y'all go, all right? All right. So, here we go. Again, verse 8. Because thou hast spoiled many nations, all the remnant of the people shall spoil thee because of men's blood and for the violence of the land, of the city, and of all that dwell therein. Woe to him that coveteth an evil covetousness to his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. Y'all, I love y'all. To all my KJV readers, I can't do it no more though, y'all. I'm out of here. Let me run on over to my favorite translation. Let's go to the TS 2009. Or matter of fact, you know what? We're going to keep it plain. We're going to keep it simple, y'all. We're going to keep it simple. I'm not trying to keep y'all for no whole hour. So let me just run through this real quick, all right? We're going to keep it simple. And we're going to go back to the easy read version. Hello? Okay, so we are in Habakkuk chapter 10, verse 8. I'm sorry, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 10. I'm all jumbled up, y'all. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 10. Easy read version. You planned shameful things, and that will bring shame to your own family. You have done wrong, and it will cost you your life. The stones of the walls will cry out against you. Even the wooden rafters in your own house will prove that you are wrong. Look at them. They kill people to build their city, and do wicked things to make their walled city strong. But the Most High, All-Powerful, has decided that a fire will destroy everything that these people work to build. All their work will be for nothing. I look at them now, y'all, in my neighborhood. I mean, they just building up and building up and building up. They think they solid. Verse 14, then people everywhere will know that the glory of the Most High, all people will know about the glory of the Most High. Apologies. This news will spread just as water spreads out into the sea. Let's read that again. Verse 14 of Habakkuk chapter 2 says, then the people everywhere will know about the glory of Yahuwah. This news will spread just as water spreads out into the sea. It will be very bad for those who become angry and make other people suffer. Like an angry drunk, they knock others to the ground and strip them naked just to see their naked bodies. But they will know Yahuwah's anger. It will be like a cup of poison in the Lord's. It says here in the easy read version, but y'all know who I'm talking about. It says here, but they will know the Lord's anger. It will be like a cup of poison in the Lord's right hand. They will taste that anger. So now let's read this properly, right? Right? Because we know who Yahuwah is sending into the earth to pop it off, right? The one that they slayed, the one that they killed, the one that was offered up. He coming back. He's coming back. What they said he gonna have? They said it will be like a cup of poison in Yahusha's right hand. They will taste that anger, and then they will fall to the ground like drunks. Evil ruler, you will drink from that cup. You will get shame, not honor. You hurt many people in Lebanon and stole many animals there. So you will be afraid because of the people who died and because of the bad things you did to that country. You will be afraid because of what you did to those cities and to the people who lived there. Their false God will not help them. Because it is only a statue that someone covered with metal. It is only a statue. So whoever made it cannot expect it to help. That statue cannot speak. Look at them. They speak to a wooden statue and tell it, get up. Rescue me. Not only the wooden statues, though. I mean, they bowing down to porcelain. They praying to gold and silver. They're praying to men. Y'all know there's people out here praying to the Pope. They talk to a stone that cannot speak and say, wake up. Don't you know those things cannot help you? That statue may be covered with gold and silver. And y'all see the Pope, he be decked out too, right? May be covered with gold and silver, but there is no life in it. But the Most High is in his holy temple. So the whole earth should be silent in his presence and show him respect. Woo! And on that note, I say shalom, shalom, salama, salam alaikum, shalom. Thank you for listening. Here is Only a Remnant by Ak Hezekiah.
Zion. Hey yo, Ren, turn that up. Only a few of us gonna make it out. Zion. Only you remnant. When is my people gonna learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take it, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. Only you remnant. People gon' learn. If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take it, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. Only you remnant. We at the end and we feeling it. We the sand of the sea, but a remnant. Serve return to the word when they hearing it. We the sons of Israel. Our word will never fail. Baptizing in Jacob's well. Holy Spirit ain't playing for real. Get protected, he's sending them plagues. I'm trying to make sure that he's seeing rain. All in my life, all in my head, all in my walk, all in my legs. You don't got that blood, you walking dead. Walk as he walk, we should leave what it say. Only a remnant gonna be spared. Only a remnant gonna be spared. Abba gonna get us out of these countries. Abba said, let me see who really want me. Forsaking our houses, forsaking our money. We got that signal from heaven, he coming. Drinking his cup, nobody running. Flesh getting weak, but the spirit is gunning. We see the prophecy, we know he coming. We see the prophecy, we know he coming. But it's only you remnant. Only you remnant. Only you remnant. When is my people gonna learn? If you don't come back, you can burn. We take it, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. Only you remnant. People gon' learn. If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take it, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return.
That's how my heart yearns for you. And the sun he died for you. Yes, it's true, yes, it's true. You didn't have no clue. That's because nobody told you. They couldn't afford to. Cause you monkey like you Goku. It ain't like nobody owed you. We broke the law and they sold you. We did this all to ourselves, Jacob. Now it's the time that you know the truth. You don't know you so, so special. You don't even see what's next, though. So we cry. only remnants gonna make it out of here alive. Please repent my people, cause we at the end of time. Only you remnant. When is my people gonna learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take up the scriptures, confirm. It's time for my people return. Only you remnant. When is my people gonna learn? If you don't come back, you can burn. We take up the scriptures, confirm. It's time for my people return.
We on our way home, family. Until next time, love you.